Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Pleasure today. I'm going to talk about a couple of things about branding. So give me one moment real quick. There's the light flickers real quick. We're going to talk about personal branding and how to brand your particular company and what you need to think about when it comes to branding your own social media brand, which is site. So in the context, the topic today, type is called building your own social media brand, and is we're going to talk about it in this, the age of social media, how you represent yourself is important more than ever. The show will also discuss about the best practices in building your brand on popular networking channels. One thing you always want to kind of remember is that today, nothing ever goes away. And when you think about branding yourself, you need to be cautious on how you brand yourself because you don't know how this is going to affect you in the future. A lot of companies even looking at Facebook and Twitter feeds to try to grab a picture on who you are. And they see something that's negative that could eliminate yourself from sponsorship, that could eliminate yourself for a job. So kind of keep in mind that whatever you take at any age, or if you have a teenager or if you have a child, tell them, do not take alcohol. You know, do not take pictures of alcohol. Even if you have a reception, take pictures, but don't show that you have alcohol. You may don't want to show that you may be in a social function, but maybe you don't want to show that you're a party animal. So you need to stay really, really neutral. Even if you're going to be a broadcaster in the future, you got to be careful about that as well, because if you do become big and famous, or you're an actor becoming big and famous, something is these things can be used against you. Or if you're going into a conservative field like finance or insurance or something like that, they're going to look really negative on something like that that's going to affect you, or banking. Moving forward, I'm going to pull the slides up real quick. The slides didn't print for me really clearly, but there are three social networks that you want to get really linked in with. Again, about your particular brand is you need to protect your image. So let's kind of shoot on LinkedIn. And I'm going to give you 5 points for each. Real simple. LinkedIn is like a resume. And you have a lot of features in LinkedIn, which is really, really fun, that kind of help build your brand, who you are. But I'm going to log into LinkedIn real quick and kind of walk some things to you. But LinkedIn, number one, is like your resume. So treat it like a resume. Number two, show show what you're reading is what you're working on. So if they're reading something, and you know you have your profile view, you have your current, your past, your education, your recommendations. Recommendations are really key. Get people to write nice things about yourself. You can never have that many recommendations. People can also look towards who connected to you. If you have 500 connections or more, they say, okay, what this person got going on that makes him 500 people on LinkedIn is LinkedIn into him. Okay? 8 recommendations is a lot, what I have, but I really haven't really asked a lot of people to do some recommendations. I can ask for a lot more, but you have like 10, 20, 30, a lot of them, it really helps you. If you have a personal site, make sure that you stay really neutral on that as well. In AKFA, if you have a company website, put that as well. You have a Twitter, put yours on, and what's your public profile. On the right side, it has all your activities. If you tweet things, it's going to list out in your right-hand screen. It's going to show also who's looking at your public profile. But again, it's your resume to the public. If you have any articles that you've written, you want to also indicate those. or you have some certifications or specialization in a particular field, you want to indicate that, along with your education. And also they look at what networking groups you belong to, so it kind of solidifies on who you are as a person. Also, if you have a blog, it also shows the blog links as well. Okay. Share other content, but not that's not just as professional, but be real careful when you share other content. If it's something that's ugly or political or racist or nudity, don't share it. If someone links to you in sharing that information, that's something that can be construed as being not very good or negative or bashing, whatever, or nudity, unshare yourself on that. So just remove your tag on that so you won't get affected. Because I have some people doing things across the board. And if you recall, about a year ago, across the board, I mean, Facebook got hacked, and people were sending new pictures, I mean, graphic new pictures across the board, I mean, coming from people accounts. And it wasn't just people like me, it was across the board. And I have about 4,300 friends. And, you know, I don't know all these people, but I have a network relation with them that at least I know I can say, hey, Facebook friend, I can put my hands on that particular person. But kind of keep yourself or something like that, kind of remove, you know, be kind. You can either approach them about it or just leave it alone. They say please don't tag anything that's kind of doing nude or racism or politics and so forth, and just remove the tag. That's all you have to do. Okay. Also, include contact information for people to reach out to you. So you want to put your Gmail or your Yahoo or your office mail. You want to be there, listening public. You want people to reach out to you. So kind of keep that in mind as well. Lastly, connect your Twitter account to put your personal tweets on your LinkedIn page. Okay. So make sure you link that, your blog, and your Twitter account. So again, LinkedIn, it's like a resume. Number two, show what you're reading is what you're working on, okay? Number three, share other content. Make sure you share content that's professional, and be cautious on the stuff that's not professional. Also, because you're creating an image, also include your contact information for people to reach out to you on LinkedIn. Connect your Twitter account and your blog account. And if you have any articles that you've written, attach that as well. And that's my spiel on LinkedIn. Okay? Number two, when it comes to a Facebook account, that's the other. It's an extension of your personal life, but be careful on what you put on Facebook, again, with alcohol or, again, you're giving an image. You want to give a family image. You want to be really in the center of things. So be careful on what you actually tag on. Someone tag you, tag yourself off of it. Okay, what pictures say about you? Okay, they see you're a loving, caring person, you're a good couple, they feel more secure about it. So, you know, kind of just be yourself, but don't be over the top. Or I know there's a feature in there you only can share. Publicly, I'm sorry, we had a mic just went out. Publicly, keep in mind that this is you, and this is your information that's out there. We have a person who's calling in for a second. That is T14. So let me go ahead and chime in real quick. Error code 214. You have a question? I guess not. They're just listening. So what pictures say is about you. And one thing I've noticed that even pictures that you kind of tag that not supposed to be out there, they can show up on on Facebook because Google will index everything. And if you have if you name that picture and your name is connected with it, is your picture, so be cautious about that. Also, your personal profile, be careful on how you do your personal profile. You know, either can make it kind of engaging, give it a personality, but don't make it provocative. Also, Facebook, large volume of introductions happens on Facebook, and you have also private messaging that you can do that as well. Also, set your privacy filters. Again, you set your privacy filters, that means they're really private. So if you put it out there, it's always going to be out there. And remember, this information feeds through the web. So you might get removed on Facebook and deactivate your Facebook account, but don't mean that it's not out there. A lot of things that go through Facebook gets fed through different blogs, through different networks, and also through Google. So that information is always going to be out there. So always think twice before you write something out there. If you're under the influence, don't write anything at all because it might not make sense. Okay, let's go through the last one real quick, which is Twitter. Twitter, remember that your Twitter ID is a part of your personal brand, so make it something close to you, what your name is. Okay, don't spam, don't shout. Be encouraged, respond to others, people's tweets. I know it can become a lot of tweets, and it becomes overwhelming. You maybe want to use like Tweet Deck to kind of keep your eye on what's going on. And, you know, Hootsuite and other software can kind of allow you to put all these things in one envelope, and you can go back and communicate people through those particular means. Also, you know, you want to have people to follow you in the same category, in the same specialty fields. So if you in the business world, you want to follow people in the business world and have them to follow you. So you can kind of build your network on that end. I'm going to take a break real quick and get a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back in one moment. Tim with the Core Business Show. Be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Okay, I'm going to go back real quick. I'm going to tell you why this isn't really important. This week I was in Las Vegas with Salesforce, and we were talking about this with some headhunters. And some of the headhunters, they all agree about one thing. Personal branding is really important, especially if you have this information already set up. You need to always have a headhunter in your box. So if you get laid off, it's kind of late to go to a headhunter because they need time to build and know who you are to market to someone else. However, part of your career, regardless of whatever career you're in, from secretary or this or that or an executive, always have a list of headhunters that is in your pocket that can brand you. And one thing they talked about, these LinkedIn, the Twitter, and the Facebook, you need to brand yourself, especially in administration. You're a director, you're an executive, or you hold a position that you want to go higher. This is branding yourself, and that's why it's important to have this branding, because a headhunter can sell you and correct things before you actually get to the point that if you're unemployed or you want to make your career change. If you have these things in place, it's a lot easier for them to go and market yourself to a company or to a brand or to whoever. But again, keep in mind these three things. Also, contact a couple of headhunters if you plan to advance in your career. Get all the skills that you can get at your particular job, certifications you can get on their dollar. Get all the education you can get, but make yourself in a very special role that you can market yourself regardless if things fall with your company, that you can get placed. But again, they said one thing, get your headhunter always in your pocket, like an attorney,
and they will know who you are, and they know if something happens, they can place you pretty quickly because they know your brand and know who you are. And when they start doing that digging research about who you are, they're not going to come with these issues they have to solve. They can tell you to solve them beforehand that it won't become a problem. Anyone, thank you for listening to the show again. I will post this on blog.applecapitalgroup. Again, those little key points. Brand yourself. Also, there's a website called About Me. Put yourself there. And again, just put yourself out globally with your resume. And it's, you know, companies are not going to have issues with that if you're in LinkedIn. But again, but you're branding yourself as a company, and you go from there. Everybody, thank you for listening. You can download this episode on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Get your headhunter. Get you a branding of your company or your name and go from there. I really appreciate you listening to the program. Everybody have a great day. Take care. Again, Tim with the Core Business Show.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.